Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about Docker and why it's an important tool for developers. Let's dive in.
I'm eager to unpack this. So why all the fuss about Docker? It seems like everyone's talking about Kubernetes and swarms, but what about the basics?
Exactly. The video highlights how imposter syndrome can creep in when you're not familiar with these foundational tools. It emphasizes that Docker is essentially a way to package software so it runs smoothly on any hardware. Think universal compatibility. Key concepts: Docker files, images, and containers.
Okay, break it down for me. What are those exactly?
Sure. A Docker file is like the blueprint. It tells Docker how to build the image. Think of the image as a template, a snapshot of your application and its environment. Then, a container is a live, running instance of that image.
Got it. So you build an image from a Docker file, then run that image as a container. But why is this better than just running the app directly on my machine?
Excellent question. The magic is in environment reproduction. No more works on my machine woes. The video uses a Node.js app as an example. The developer defines the environment, node version, dependencies in the Docker file. Anyone can then use that file to recreate the exact same setup.
So it's all about consistency. That makes sense. What about sharing these images?
Right. Images are uploaded to registries, like Docker Hub, which act as libraries. Anyone can pull down an image and run it as a container. That's where Kubernetes and swarms come in, orchestrating tons of containers.
I see. Interesting. The video mentions Docker Desktop. Is that necessary?
Highly recommended, especially for Mac and Windows. It simplifies installation and provides a handy GUI. The Docker VS Code extension is another great tool for writing Docker files. The video walks through a practical example of containerizing a Node app.
That's helpful. Can you go over the Dockerfile instructions mentioned? I'm still a bit fuzzy on that.
Absolutely. The from instruction sets the base image, often a specific OS like Ubuntu, or in the video's example, a Node.js image. Workdir sets the working directory within the container. Copy adds your app's code. Critically, the video stresses installing dependencies before copying source code to leverage Docker's layer caching.
Caching. Why is that so important?
Efficiency. Docker caches each step. If a layer hasn't changed, like your dependencies, Docker reuses the cache, speeding up builds. ENV sets environment variables. Expose declares the port the app listens on. And finally, CMD specifies how to run the application within the container.
Got it. So after you've built the image, how do you actually run it as a container?
With Docker Run, you can specify the image ID or tag. Crucially, the video covers port forwarding. Your app might run on port 8080 inside the container, but you need to map that to a port on your local machine using the P flag to access it in your browser.
I see. That makes sense. What about data persistence? What happens to the data inside a container when it's stopped?
Oof, it's gone. That's where volumes come in. They're directories on your host machine that you can mount into containers. Data in volumes persists even after the container is stopped. You can even share volumes across multiple containers. Right. The video then introduces Docker Compose, which simplifies managing multi-container applications, like if your app needs a database. You define the services, your app, the database, and volumes in a YAML file, and Docker Compose handles the orchestration.
That sounds like a really powerful tool. So, to recap, Docker allows developers to package their applications in a consistent, portable environment, making deployment and scaling much easier. Thanks for explaining all of this. I feel much more confident about exploring Docker now.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening, everyone. We hope this overview of Docker has been helpful. Until next time.
Goodbye.